Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to a somber Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. As many of you have heard, an Alabama legend and Indiana favorite, Jim Nabors, has passed away. Indy 500 icon. I saw 90% of his 500 performances live. Wow. I mean, you may sing Back Home Again in Indiana, but that's where I'm from. You also heard that yesterday, Matt Lauer was fired. Like, they found out when they got to work. And today he said a statement and apologizing for what he's done. Also, I want to get into Trump and a letter to Prime Minister Theresa May. I love him. He holds no punches. And there are videos where people are like saying, F you to the UK, and when Brit people try to stand up for themselves, conservative Brits like me, you know, but in Britain, and they're like, you can't do that, da da da. Like, it's sad. A woman's tweet is now costing her nearly $20,000 because she said, hey, St. Jude means the world to me, and da da da, and all this stuff. And if you tweet this and retweet this and share this and all this stuff, and now it's up to like $200,000. I guarantee you, she'll get a GoFundMe page or something. And if she does or gets something going, I will share that on the conversation so y'all can help out. St. Jude's a great organization. I had a friend that was there for like 3 weeks or whatever and didn't have any bills. Donald J. Trump is going to cut welfare back so that people living on welfare don't make more than I do, and I work 5 jobs. Sometimes it seems like it. But that's a racial bigot, you know. But, you know, racism is racism no matter what color. The racist is voicing the ugly words from Jeremy Hunt. I love you, brother. I need to see if I can try to get him on the show. ESPN is also going to get rid of 150 employees. I remember watching ESPN back in the day. Hello, welcome to SportsCenter. Tonight on SportsCenter, as you saw, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they lost, you know, and it was sports. Now it's all, how dare Tim Tebow pray. No, I think he should pray. I mean, why can't he pray? I mean, you know, if he wants to do whatever he wants to do, he's in the NFL. And it got to the point where I think people just said, done. I'm done. I'm not going to watch people argue politics on a sports channel. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. And the verse of the day is Proverbs 21:21. Maybe you should have played blackjack today. Whoever pursues righteousness and unfailing love will find life, righteousness, and honor. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And I'm sitting there at home. I went out and had lunch with my mom, and we went to the market and did some shopping. And I get home and I'm lying down and I see the final performance, you know. He has become an icon on race day. Since 1972, Jim Nabors, as you know, he was an icon. He was amazing. You know, back home again in Indiana. And there'll never be another. I could sing it because I know all the words, because that song is like, it means the world to me because it's where I come from. It's my heritage. It's Indiana, and he's passed away, and it's never going to be the same. I can't hear that song. Whenever I sing it, it's I hear him, and I don't know if they're ever gonna just gonna rotate people, like they've kind of done basically since he retired from doing it. But his partner was with him by his was with him at his side, said he died peacefully. He had surgery, I think, and with that came chemo and stuff, and he had some issues, so his health was failing, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family and his partner, and wow, what a guy. He was like he was on TV. He's just a cool dude. As you all know, as I move on, folks, I don't put anyone on a pedestal. Not even myself. I don't put myself on a pedestal. I always put myself down in a way because I don't want to be seen as prideful. I don't see myself as... I run a support group for my apathies, and I do amazing things. I'm like, I just do what I do. I can't... I'm just at shock and awe, but then I'm like, hey, God gave me my wife. You know, he's doing amazing things in my life, so hey, I can't complain. But it's almost a full, I mean, it gets to be a full-time job when you're, like, responding and looking up stuff. And because I'm healthier than some people in my group. So if I can research and do some stuff for them, we try to do that for each other. We try to help the people that can't do stuff and try to do stuff for them. I can't go into specifics because it's a closed group. Unless you have a myopathy. If you know someone that has a myopathy, send them my way and I can get them in the group. And but I don't put anyone on a pedestal. I don't put Trump on a pedestal. I don't put Clinton's on a pedestal. I don't put Barbara Walters on a pedestal. I don't put Whoopi Goldberg on a pedestal. I don't put anyone on a pedestal. Glenn Beck, no matter who it is. Bill O'Reilly. And yesterday, I woke up to a text saying, Matt Lauer's fired. I'm like, what? Liberals firing somebody? He is like he was the guy that was the big go-to that, like, how dare Trump? You know, he's running for president and doing all this illicit stuff with women and condoning what he was being accused of. And here he is. And I'm like, and when I heard some of that stuff he said, I'm like, wait a minute here. There's a video from 2013, I remember this, in my head, where he hit Katie Couric on the butt. Like, smacking her on the butt, punching her in the butt. And pinching her, all kinds of stuff. I'm like, okay. There's a couple instances I'm like, that just doesn't... Ring, two and two don't equal four in that. Now, I would have no problem. I mean, at least he's coming out and saying, yeah, that's me. I did it. Yep. I'm denying it. He's not like, well, okay, I've got 800 attorneys. We're going to sue NBC. No. He's like, yep. I apologize, everyone. I screwed over. I mean, they're actually looking into investigating Al Franken. Pardon me. I mean, I would say I would have respect. I don't agree with the man. I don't like the man. But if Bill Clinton said, oh, yeah, me and Monica Lewinsky, we got it on. Yes, we did it in the Oval Office. Yes. Yes, that did happen. Yes. Hillary Clinton chased me around the White House with a lamp trying to break it over my head. Yes, that did happen. I would have respect for the man because of his honesty. Not for selling nukes and stuff to North Korea and giving them money, but, you know. But for his honesty. But hey. I mean, it's just sad that all these instances, and I think what's happening is now we're able to come forward more, you know? And say, hey, without being repercussed, I can come out and say, hey, I was sexually assaulted. I mean, I think it's sad. Like, I wish Barry Manilow came out 20 years ago that he was gay. It doesn't change my viewpoint of him. He's an amazing singer. But we live in this stereotypical world where, for a long time, you were threatened, and you were like, I'm going to be ashamed. Who's going to believe me if I come out and say I was molested or whatever the case is? And now people are, at least, if nothing else, they can say, hey, this happened to me, and I'm standing up, and I'm going to say, yes, it did happen. Something that we can say. At least they can come forward and say, hey, this happened. I want to make sure it doesn't happen. And I guess there's a ton of people at Google that now they've, you know, that like these high-powered executives are targeting these young, hey, if you want to get up the ladder, because sorry to burst anyone's bubble or pop anyone's balloon, but let me tell you something, folks. Companies are political. There's a game you play. And unfortunately, hey, you do this for me, you scratch my back, I might put in some good words for you. You know, you rub my butt cheeks, I might put some really good words in for you. You know, if you rub Captain Winky, I'm considering looking at, I'm guarantee you, I will get you in that position. You'll be a VP. That's what's going on. And it's sad that that's where society is. It's not the best person for the job. It's because I've been in situations where, okay, this dude is a waste of space. And he's running the company. Lord help us. I mean, just thank God Hillary Clinton didn't get in. But I can't get into specifics, but I know people that don't even have the qualifications for the job they're in. But if you haven't followed this, let me tell you, if you don't follow Trump on Twitter, you're like in the stone, you're in the Flintstone Stone Ages. I mean, seriously, I mean, there is so much that goes on because he's going back and back and forth with Theresa May. Because unfortunately, in their country, they have people that can basically say, we want to destroy. I mean, yeah, we have freedom in this country, but I am okay. If someone's saying, okay, death to America, down with America, let's take it down. Let's go to the White House. Let's burn it down. Let's kill Trump. Let's kill all Americans. Don't you think you're going to want to have, no, let's stop that. No, that's not good. You know, they have people like that in England. And of course, you know, Theresa May is supporting all that. She is. And Donald Trump basically said, you know, you need to focus on the destructive radical Islamic terrorism that is taking place in your country and not me. America, we're doing fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about me. You have issues. Oh, that what happened? Oh, yeah. I forgot. Remember Ariana Grande? Yeah, her concert. Yeah, that was terrorist. That was Islamic extremists that carried that out. But we don't have to worry about them, you know. isolated incident, you know, don't worry. I guess it comes back to a simple, play nice with me, I play nice with you. You know, she's, well, we can't signal out, we can't, you know, not all Muslims are bad. Well, okay, say they're not all bad. Well, you need to, but when they're bombing and shooting and killing, something needs to be done. Well, the problem you have in England is they don't, you can't profile. I mean, if you see suspicious activity, well, we can't go up to that guy. He looks Islamic. He looks like a Muslim. Well, you know what? That's just his presence. Okay, so if you're going to try to do any type of damage in England, you want to look like you're an Islamic extremist Muslim, because then you can't stop them, because that'd be profiling. And we can't go after this person. And it's what happened in Vietnam. There were kids that had bombs strapped to their chest. And guess what? Well, you can't shoot at those women and children. Well, yeah, there are some women and children, yes, but there are some that have bombs strapped to their chest. You know, what happened in the movie Die Hard? We lose 20-25% of the hostages, tops. I can live with that. Be careful, they're expecting a transport, not a gunship. You're going to have to play the roulette game. You're going to have a percentage. Yeah, you may stop, and excuse me if you would to stop me to say, hey, what are you doing? If I ain't doing anything wrong, a cop won't. Nine times out of ten, I can't say 10 times, 9 times out of 10, if a cop says, what you doing, if you're cool with them, they're cool with you. Yeah, well, you just look suspicious. What you doing here? And if you cool, no, me and my wife got into it, so I just had to cool off, you know. Or whatever the case may be, but if you, man, what are you fronting on me, man? I ain't doing nothing, what are you coming up to me? I'm just sitting here, man, what are you coming up to me, man? And if you start copping an attitude, they're going to cop an attitude. You know, if you're not doing anything wrong and you have Muslim faith in you, so what? But there's going to be times where you go up to a guy and he's got a bomb strapped to him. Or he's trying to do something. Oh, but in England, there are people that tried to say something. Hey, I see suspicious activity. We can't do anything. That's profiling. He looks Muslim. So I guess if you see suspicious activity, doesn't work when it's Muslim faith. If someone wants me to prove I'm legal, I'll pull out my documents. I don't care. I have money. It might be a little pain in the butt, but I'd do it. I want to get into this one. This is great. A student owes $20,000 to St. Jude after fundraising tweet goes viral. That would be my luck. I would have like 100,000 like YouTube videos, and like I'd do one where, hey, if this gets liked, I'll give $1 for every view it gets, and I'd get like 800 million views or some crap. And all my other videos have like 2 or 3 views, you know, that'd be my luck. But a student at Washington State who felt charitable last week posted on Twitter that she planned to donate to St. Jude's Research Hospital. It seems simple enough. She told followers she would give 25 cents for anyone who favorited her tweet and 50 cents for every retweet. Boy, was she shocked when she realized that it reached nearly 200,000 retweets and 450,000 favorites, pushing her pledge to more than $200,000. Dana Massana, 19, told the Huffington Post that she was inspired by a friend who was spending Thanksgiving in the hospital. She said she thought about all the children who would be in a hospital fighting for their lives instead of celebrating the holidays at home. And that's what gave her the idea. I wonder if there is a one near us. Maybe, I don't know if they let you go in, but you should see if they do. And if you do, go in and say hi to the kids. They go through a lot. I mean, and if the photo that I see in there, I think I figured out the kid's problem. He's got a Cubs jersey on. No, if he had a Detroit Tigers jersey. But all jokes aside, you know, there are kids that are spending Thanksgiving in a hospital or in a nursing home. There are adults. You know, some people have this idea that we just drop the, oh, come Friday night, we drop the people off and they take care of themselves. No, in a continuing care community like where I work, we're open 24/7, 365 days a year. We never sleep. And some people don't understand that. She started a GoFundMe page where she has directing those reaching out to help her in the effort. She set the goal at $50,000. It's cool. I mean, we'll see. I will keep you updated on what's going on with that and to see where we're at. As I'm doing the conversation while I'm doing this, I've been doing some support group stuff at the same time. Yeah, I'm a busy guy. Wow, my producer just shared something with me I want to get into, where after Geraldo defends Matt Lauer, his own skeletons come out of the closet. Now, I wonder when he would have truly defended him, because it had to have been that day, because the next day he came out and said, oh yeah, I apologize for everything I've done.
Back in the
70s. Oh, wow. Well, I guess he had done some inappropriate stuff to Bette Midler. Wow. But here's a question I pose. And I know they're not the same, and I know I'm going to hear about this one, but okay, I was an alcoholic. Okay, I used to drink like cases of beer. That was in the past. Okay, yeah, I grew up with some women, okay? I did that 25 years ago. You're going to hold that over my head now. I'm not saying any of them are right. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying, you know, that guy, Roy Moore, these women are accusing him of stuff from like the 70s. I could sit there and say, you know, that was me. Yeah, I was on coke. I was messed up back then. I was doing some effed up crap. Now I'm a different man. Did I do that? Yeah. But that's not me now. You know, I don't see anyone. I mean, from what I can tell, Matt Lauer has been saying some inappropriate stuff as recently as like 2 years ago. That's been caught on camera. He needs to realize something, okay? Mics are hot. But it's just one of those things that people don't get. Yeah. I mean, is anyone going to say, okay, yeah, this is what Geraldo Rivera did? I mean, if he's still involved in stuff like that, then that's wrong, but if that's something he, oh yeah, I did that back then. And I wish I wouldn't have done it. And, you know, we'll never know. We'll never know if any of these were incidents were back in the day. Yeah, they were like that, but now they're not, you know. But he's not commented. Geraldo, that 1991 video, the memoir exposing himself, it's not been commented on by him yet, so. Yeah. Yeah, but. No. No, but, hey, that's. It's hard to believe that that stuff would go on. Anyway. As many of you expect, as I expected anyways, Trump tax cut bill clears the Senate test vote as Trump, I think it's going to be passed, and it's going to go down, it's going to fall party lines. Democrats are going to be against it, Republicans are going to be for it, and I would love to see Democrats would support it if it helped their pocketbook. But if it don't, you know, when you have companies that, okay, this is the corporate tax I had to pay. This is what I have to pay. This is what I have to pay. Hey, you know, I have to pay $7.8 million just for your insurance for everyone here. That's the portion I pay. It's not what you pay. It's what I pay. That's what I pay. Okay, I pay that. I pay that. Think about that. You know, you never saw a homeless man give you a job. No, it's the rich. But then, you know, all of Nancy. So I would sit there and say, Nancy Pelosi, so you don't want to you're rich. You don't want a tax cut? Your business buddies don't want a tax cut? Oh, yeah, they don't really. Yeah, you use all the loopholes. See, you'll use all these loopholes to get out of paying taxes, but then you'll complain about Trump for doing the same thing that you did. You know, it's gonna get passed. I mean, what it boils down to, folks, is it doesn't matter what Trump does. No liberal is going to sit there. No true blue dog liberal is going to support Trump no matter what. It doesn't matter. Trump could come to the door. Here's $100 million cash. Ching. And they'd be like, well, you know, I mean, God, what the worst president ever. You know. Yeah, can you believe it? Trump only gave me $100 million. I mean, like, God, you know. But that's how it is, you know. These two blue dog Democrats aren't going to support anything Trump does, and that's sad. And I wish we could get to a time where, okay, this is what we like about Trump. This is what we don't like about Trump. Is his tax plan going to be perfect? No, not perfect. But as you saw, it was a 52-48 vote right down party lines, as expected. But I want to have some tax breaks. See, I can't complain because I've had the same insurance for a long time. My insurance is going up and all my taxes are going up. You know, if you think that it was so great under Obama, go back to Bush's last year in office and see if you got any tax. See, I've got somewhere up until, I think I still, for a while, I had paychecks going back to 93. 92? I think I have most of my pay stubs from my 12 years at my job I'm at now. Look at how much taxes are coming out compared to now, compared to like before Obama. Because remember, when Obama became president, if you make under $250,000, your taxes won't go up. Mine did. I think I'm owed a refund. If every person that realized that made under $250,000 that their taxes went up when Obama said they wouldn't, they'd be outraged. Well, you should be. I am. It's under 30 minutes left in the program, like 27 minutes left. I want to thank you all for tuning in wherever you are. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, the Dow Jones Industrial is up for record highs again. Confidence is great. People finally see someone that is looking after this country and putting us first. And I can see a lot of people waking up. I mean, I still have friends that don't see it. But there's a lot of us that are like, okay, we're tired of the BS. We're tired of the BS. If North Korea attacks us, don't go blaming, you know, if Trump does something to stop North Korea before they attack us, oh, another Republican, another war. But if he doesn't do anything, it's going to be too little, too late. Why didn't Trump do anything? Why didn't Trump do anything? He had time to stop it. He should have stopped it. He should have done something. Yeah, and that's what they'll do for 50 minutes of a 60-minute news show on NBC, MSNBC. They'll complain about why he didn't try to stop North Korea, why he didn't do anything, why he didn't use force, why didn't he go in there, why didn't he do this? But if he was to do that before they attack, oh, they wouldn't be saying that. They'd be like, well, you know what? Here we go. Another Republican, another war. He's going to want $100 trillion. We need to have more money for the military, more money for this, because we just need to go in and attack every country. We'll start with North Korea, then we'll go into China, then South Korea, then England, then France, then Germany. Pretty soon, he's going to be Adolf Hitler. Oh, I like Germany. Hiya, Trump. But, like I'm saying, you know, that's how it is. They're gonna change the narrative to whatever fits their boat. I mean, if you were to even, I mean, if Trump was to get back a surplus, if Trump was to say, okay, yes, we have a surplus, here's money in the coffer. Here you go. Every family's going to get $7,000 back. Okay. They would still. I mean, the problem you have, and it goes back to the seatbelt incident where, well, should you wear a seatbelt? Yes. Should you be forced to wear one? No. I mean, there's been recent letters coming out and all kinds of stuff where what they've done is George Soros and some of the bigwigs are trying to push heavily for, because Alex Jones is a huge cannabis supporter. I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter. I'm a huge supporter of it. It has hundreds of known uses and cures. Guess what? If they are forcing people in Hawaii through a Ninth Circuit, the Ninth Circuit Court has 99% of that crap overturned. But they're saying that in Hawaii is going off of a Ninth Circuit Court that says that if you smoke weed, you're not mentally capable and you need to turn over a handgun. You cannot only own, you can't buy a gun, but if you own one, you have to turn over all your weapons. They're trying to get it to where, oh yeah, we're going to hook up. Yeah, guess what? We're going to make marijuana legal. But if you use it, you're going to have to hand over and give up your Second Amendment rights to have pot. To where if you get busted with pot, you're not going to get in trouble. You're just going to lose your Second Amendment rights. And that's what's going to happen. And there's all kinds of op-eds written about this. And the problem you have is I can take morphine. I can I can go and get an IV of morphine and go out and take my gun and go shooting. I can take morphine, Prozac, Lortab, Xanax, Zofran, and I can go grab an AK-47 and shoot it until I kill 5 million people, and that's perfectly legal, and no one's going to say anything about it. No one's going to say, hey, we need to have medical control. If you're on these certain medications, you can't use a gun. They're not going to do that, but they're trying to take away your Second Amendment right by saying, okay, if you got a medical marijuana card, you're going to have to surrender all your guns. I'd say, well, you come to my property and take them from me, because if you own my guns, I'm not alive, so... I want to get into this guy because he is amazing. I don't know if you heard this one. I don't know if they said there's nothing really but major about this, but I guess there's a 4.4 magnitude earthquake that was felt over New York City and Baltimore. I guess there's no report of injuries or damage to buildings or anything, but... It's just interesting that would be a big thing. Oh, I want to get into this really quick while I think about it. The verdict came in the Kate Steinle case. And I guess if... And you're innocent until proven guilty. And I didn't... If you really look at all the evidence comes to the conclusion of... an accidental occurrence, and that's what they believe. That they haven't gotten 100% why the jurors voted, or if they'll even say, but that's what they believe. The one attorney feels that's what they believe the outcome was, the way it was, why he was found not guilty, because the evidence showed accidental occurrence. And it goes back to the O.J. Simpson trial, where I know he did it, but the evidence, there was not enough evidence. I had to acquit. So I'm going to see by next Tuesday, I'm going to see if I can get some information so that, because I'm not doing a show next Tuesday, but by Thursday, I want to have to see if I can find some information on, because I guess a lot of the court documentation and the evidence presented to a accidental occurrence, and that's why he was found not guilty. So it is interesting. But there are people out there, D.O. Hughley is demonizing Trump and all these white people and all this stuff. And this icon, this guy is amazing. This guy is amazing. Jeremy Hunt. Because he's like, you know, you can be racist and be black. You know, what D.O. Hughley is doing is not solving the problem. If you think Trump is a racist and you have this notion that all whites are an issue or all this, then you need to stop. You need to say, okay, hey, you know what? My wife's racist. I'm not going to be like that. I'm gonna stop that cycle. Or if I'm a racist, my wife can say, no, I don't want to be around that. I'm going to stop it. Oh, I am one. No, I am one. You know. You know, his father was a black minister, and everyone is individuals. And just that it is wrong for whites to be racist and hate black people, it's wrong for us to hate white people. The problem is we demonize so much in this country. We demonize. Well, you know, since this person is racist, they're all racist. You know, there's no middle, there's no high ground, there's no middle ground, there's no like, well, some are racist, some aren't. You know, you either are or you're not. and we need to come together as a nation. But then there are people that are being paid to just destroy this country, so hey. And that's the problem we deal with. I mean, on my program, folks, I'm political. I talk about issues and things that are going on. You know, when you have people living better than I am that are on welfare, well, I got five kids. Someone's paying for these kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I get $1,500. I get $400 from this and this and this. And okay, me and my wife work like 7 days a week and don't get paid that. What the heck? And she sits on her butt watching TV. Wrong. I don't think so. It's time that if you work, that you don't get paid more for someone that's working. Remember when they, welfare rates were going down in this country when they started the welfare program. And when they weren't getting worse, they were getting better. But it was a Democrat way to try to enslave people. But you should expect some political talk on here, because that's what I do. If I want to know that Earnhardt's sitting pretty now and watch ESPN, I want to see sports. I want to be welcome back to Sports Center, not Political Center. They're losing a lot of viewers because, and granted, a lot of the information that they used to show on TV, you can get probably, and I do think that is part of the issue. And I will say this, yeah, they are political and people are turning off the sports because of that. But I do think there's a lot to be said with, I can get on this phone, I can put whatever I'm into. If I'm into NASCAR, I can put on that Yahoo got NASCAR. I can put in Detroit Tigers. I can put in San Jose Sharks. I can put in, you know, Fire Later Cues. And I can put in whoever team I want. And it'll give me updates. And I can click and go to that update. And I can look up stats. I can look up clips. I can look up highlights whenever I want to. I don't have to sit and wait and watch half an hour of SportsCenter till they get to the NBA part. By the time they air it on TV, I already know from my phone how the Cleveland Cavaliers did. How many points did LeBron James have? I can see the highlights. Makes sense, like MTV. Music videos on MTV are obsolete. Yeah, would I love to see them? Sure, but you don't need them. I can watch whatever video I want, whatever, and if I'm bored of that song, I can switch right to another song. While the one's playing, I don't need it. You don't need ESPN to give you the updates on your sports. You can get them on your phone, and they can be team-specific, and you don't have to sit there and listen to 45 minutes or an hour or a half an hour till they get to that part where it talks about your team and your highlights. I mean, hello, folks, and welcome to Blockbuster Video. What you should have done is we have video cassette rentals. That's right. While hers is in the shop, you could have had her rent one. That's right. A VCR rental. Remember those VCRs? Remember getting in the car when it was snowing and cold to run to the video store to hope they had a video? I remember me and my friend one time, we got up first thing in the morning on our way to school and went to the video store and got this, and they had the one Mortal Kombat so we could take it to Ohio to his cousin Rick's and play it. I remember when they'd be putting back the videos and people would fight over that one copy of War of the Roses or whatever the video was, and you don't need it. Now you can just sit at home and go on Netflix, click, you know. I actually went to, we have a family video, and I felt like I was like a time traveler. Holy cow. I worked at a video store. Well, those were the fun days, the video store. I've told those stories. When we had the customer appreciation weekend where everything was 99 cents. And oh, yeah, that was the fun when they had a bunch of cameras for us to take photos of people with. And we forgot to use them until the last day. And then there's only like 10 people that came in that day. And then they got like, one store got like, because like the helium tanks they got could fill like 400 balloons, and they got like 10 of them for one store. And I'm like, do you realize how many? Okay, one of those tanks would be more than enough for the busiest store we had. And like, and then we had so many of the stuff left over. We're just like, here, you want 10 balloons? Take them. No, she can just have them. Oh, please, we got to get rid of them. If we have these, the managers, yeah, these cameras, yeah, we forgot to take photos all weekend, so yeah, they're going to be mad when we send these back, and they're, so we're just trying to, like, take photos.
What happened with that?
Oh, yeah, we got, they got mad. That was back when, like, when they didn't have color ID, and when we were pranking each other at the stores. And I finally, as a joke, answered the phone properly. And she goes, it's about time. I need your manager. I'm like, yep. Oh, those were fun. Like, I remember one time I took a break, and they had, like, I think it was Downhill from Here on VHS, I think it was. And I was watching it on break and came back like an hour and a half later. And boss was like, oh, don't worry. I took a 2-hour break. So we ain't got no customers today. So if you just want to sit back and finish watching that, I don't care. I'm like, all right. But we were so dead. That was like a summer day. It was crazy when it was a summer day and we were sitting there. Like, okay, who's going to rent a video on a Tuesday afternoon? Those were fun. Those were fun. And then they had like a number that you could call back in the day. And it would give you like the time and temperature. That dates me. And we sit there and we said, if you would like to date this girl, you know, call this number. And she goes, what did you do? You put my number on there? I said, no. And we said, this is the number we put in caller ID. Oh, it was fun. What was even funner was like when we'd sit there and shut off the lights after we'd been closed for like a half an hour, and somebody was in the adult video section. Who's turned the lights out? Like, is someone in here? What'd you turn the lights out for? So we've been closed for a half an hour. Because we never did that. Okay, folks, we're closing in 10 minutes. We never did any of that stuff. Like, bring your videos to the front. Well, you sit there and you take that, like, clear soap and you wipe it on the toilet seat. And so when someone has to go, they sit down and you try to get one person pranked, and it wasn't the person you wanted pranked. And like this person, well, at least it was a employee, because the bathroom was not technically for anyone else. So at least we got an employee. It was just the wrong employee. Well, they're not supposed to. You had to get a key and all that, so you had to be. They wouldn't let, but. Oh, those were the fun days of the video store. But it's obsolete, just like ESPN. There's a lot of things that you don't really need anymore, because you can get clips and videos and highlights, and I can go on this Yahoo Sports app, and I can follow teams. I don't even know who they are, because they're like a second and third and fourth Premier League tier. They're like the equivalent of like a high school. Like, if you were to play baseball in high school, and when you're done with high school and you play college and then you go to like a semi-pro, an amateur league. Pardon me. You know, it's, I mean, you can follow all kinds of stuff. As we move on, folks, want to get into some Premier League news and stats. As y'all know, we beat Watford 4-2 on Tuesday, but on Wednesday, Arsenal was 5-0 over Huddersfield Field and Bournemouth and Burnley. Burnley won 2-1, and Chelsea beat Swan City 1-0. Everton beat West Ham 4-0. Go Everton. Man City beat Southampton 2-1, and Liverpool beat Stoke City 3-0. Now, the thing that's going to get interesting is on December 2nd, we play Arsenal, and that's a must-win. And I think a lot of these games are must-wins. To me, it's going to come down to who beats Man City. Because we need to win just to keep that 8-point deficit. West Ham United has to beat Man City. But eventually, we have to play Man City. And on December the 10th, we play Man City. And that's a defining moment, because that's the only way we're going to gain ground on Man City. Because right now, they're not losing a game. 13 wins, 1 draw, and no losses. And that's a big thing. I mean, they're the team to beat. Never mind the rest, because until someone finds an Achilles heel and the Achilles heel and beats them, we're going to stay. We have to keep winning to stay 8 points back. And I know Manchester United has its share of problems with Anthony Martial. He started the last 4 games. Is he going to start? Zlatan Abramovich, is he going to, what's going on with Lukaku and Pogba and all these, I feel like we don't have a set squad. And that's a big issue. And that's something we don't have a number 10. We need a number 10. We need a central defensive midfielder, for sure. Excuse me. We need to get crosses into the box. We're not, it's just the bottom line. There's not, what else can I say? There's evidence that Luke Shaw might go to Liverpool. Liverpool's looking into Luke Shaw. 4 seasons, Liverpool FC should sign Luke Shaw. They should sign him. And I've heard that there's talk that they would look into him if United doesn't want him. I think he needs to be at United. He needs to be playing. Fabregas is saying that he is willing to maintain Chelsea's title charges. There's all these people talking about, with all this stuff, but until the Achilles heel of Man City is found, they're the dominant team. They're the team to beat. I don't see them getting beat anytime soon. We need, if anyone's going to do it, United's going to do it. And I got a 2-1 victory against Arsenal. I think we can get a victory with Arsenal. I would have to go look at the scores. I forget who they drew on. I would have to look that up to see who City drew on. But let's see if it says. It says, if my thing is correct, Man City, let me see here. Oh, no. No, I can't. Well, I'll have to look it up. Because it just gives me who they drew. It's giving me who they drew in a quarterfinal. It's not telling me score. I'll have to look that up because when I look at a draw, I'm getting like who they draw. Like in a, okay, they're in Group B. About 90 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. You know, we have to win against Arsenal to keep 8 points back. That's a given. But it's up to Man. I mean, we have to at least draw with Man City. We need to win if we want to get within 5 points. Somebody's going to have to beat Man City for there to be any difference in the title race. And thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you enjoy, and I hope you wake up and realize you're not alone. I can't wait. I got a message from someone I can't wait to read when I get off of here. So I want to thank you so much and hope you stay warm, whatever part of the world you're in. And be safe, because with what's going on with the North Koreans, who knows? Just cherish every day you're on two legs and thank God, because tomorrow's not given. And remember, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, you mutually put in the sacred honors. Back home again in Indiana, good night and God bless. Goodbye.